Butch had had a dead battery and he asked me to jump it. I did, and then he ran out of gas and this pissed him off. And he started yelling and screaming, so I started yelling and screaming right back at him because I don't take crap off of nobody. And then he went off to work and I went upstairs and I called my sponsor and I reported his behavior because it was bad. And when I got done telling her what he had done, she told me, when Butch gets home tonight, you tell him you are sorry. What you said was unkind and unnecessary. And I'm like, whoa, 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 Jeannie doesn't know how we do things in America. And so she obviously missed who started it. She missed a lot of stuff. So I started telling her the story a second time because she didn't hear the first one right. And I started telling her, and she stopped me cold, and she said, don't repeat what you just told me I already heard, and don't ever call me again and start a conversation with what Butch said or Butch did. I am not Butch's sponsor. I am Larsine's sponsor. And for what she said and did, she owes her husband an amends. It was unkind and unnecessary. I'll see you at the meeting tonight. Click. End of conversation. We are done. I learned valuable lessons. Never call your sponsor first thing in the morning, because she's got all day long to think about what she told you to do. Never call your sponsor when you're going to see her that night at a meeting, because she's going to want to know if you follow direction. I'm a rule and regulation person. I have no choice. I have to do it. I don't put crap off. When Butch walked in the door that night, I marched right up to him and I told him, I'm sorry I let your shitty attitude affect me the way that it did. And I'll try and do better in the future. Now, that may not sound like the best amends that you've ever heard, but I'm here to tell you, I don't really know that I've ever, ever made a better amends in my entire life. Because that was the first time I was this much willing to take direction from somebody who's only had my best interest at heart so that I could have the shot at a good life. Swallow the pride, swallow the ego, swallow the who started, all the stuff that the family disease of alcoholism is trying to constantly convince me is important, and it means nothing. It means nothing. And that was the first time I'd ever said anything and moved along that path. And pretty much the whole ride for us, you know, it's one day at a time. Good stuff, bad stuff. My husband's had a ton of health issues going on these last 12 years. You know, he got diagnosed with cirrhosis of the liver when he's 25 years sober. Are you kidding me? You know, the stuff with our kids, you know, I mean, it's just been this roller coaster of life, but it's one day at a time. It's what we get to share with you guys. If I keep the focus on the recovery, the 12 steps, the higher power in my life, I get the shot at a good life, no matter what is being laid out in front of me at the moment. Happy times, because I can take a happy time and I can wreck it, trust me. I can do it in a heartbeat, and so I got an example for that my sponsor always insists that I share these two little stories because she wants you to know how difficult I am to sponsor even now, and how much work she has to put into me, but the first is my son Earl. Butch and I were at our conference. It's the South Bay Roundup. We're very active in it, just like you guys are in this one. And I was 15 years in Al-Anon. Our son was 19 years old, our youngest son, having a lot of problems with drugs and alcohol. I'm very afraid for this kid, because what's the worst that can happen? They can die. And it happens. I can't tell you how many funerals I've been to with parents and their kids and husbands and all that stuff. And anyway, I'm scared for this kid, but I've been at this conference, and you know, the speakers are great, everything's great. You come home from the conference, it's like serenity's coming out of every orifice of your body. You know, you're all, oh, I'm great. But I'm very disciplined. I have a disciplined exercise program. I haven't exercised for 3 days. Now I got 3 days of exercise I got to do right now, check it all off the list. And so I had a treadmill, and that was my big thing then. So I got in my treadmill clothes out to the garage, and next to my treadmill is my son's weight bench. And on this weight bench is a driver's license. It's a woman's driver's license. It has information. I love information. Her birthday's on there. She's 32 years old. She lives in Glendora, California. I instantly decide in 10 seconds or less this woman has been in my house. She has had sex with my 19-year-old son. She has two kids, wants to marry him, and call me mom. I am all over this story. Again, information just lands here, you know. So I go in the house, and I show Butch the driver's license, and nothing, because the man has no imagination whatsoever. Driver's license. So I tell him what I think happened over the weekend. His eyes roll back in his head. He's like, good God, call Carol. Carol's my sponsor now after Jeannie died. And Carol rarely gives me direction, but that day she told me to shut up. Shut up. She goes, you know, there's enough crap going on in that kid's life, and I know you're scared for him. She goes, but you know, it takes just as much effort to pray for him, you know, as it does to think up crap in that head of yours. So why don't you just pray for him? And just let it go at that, you know. And I end my conversations as I often do, never mind, because I know. And I just need to be reminded. And so 2 days, I don't see my son because of his work drug schedule, my work schedule. And 2 days later, he walks in with the driver.